Our next item is State of the Tollway Project. And really what we're concerned here about is the accessibility component. So Dr. Janet Slick, who is the chief executive officer of the Chicago Lighthouse for people who are blind or visually impaired, has come to talk with us for a few minutes about the State of the Tollway Project. Janet?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate the invitation from President Denise Avant, and I have worked closely with Patty Chang for a number of years in building the relationship and relevance of the Chicago Lighthouse's programs in accordance with what the NFB would like to see in the programs at the Lighthouse. And I will get into our customer service centers in a moment, but we do have 39 programs, and one of those programs you just heard about in the Kane Legal Clinic. We also have extensive children's programs, and we house the NFB, partner with NFB on the Bell program in the summers, as well as youth and transitions programs. So we're very proud of that, getting our youngsters ready for the world and for the workplace and educational success. Now, as many of you may know, we have really ramped up our customer service business at the Chicago Lighthouse over the past few years the past 4 years. We went from an organization that employed 200 individuals to now employing over 900. So a significant number, about a third of whom are blind or visually impaired. So these are significant numbers, those who are disabled as well as veterans. So we have expanded our mission to provide the kind of employment that people need in 2017. I always say that people need a job to get a job. You need to have a job on your resume. You need to demonstrate success, high performance, and then move on to the next step. That said, we have individuals at all levels within the Lighthouse that are at all pay grades, professional levels, starting, and then moving up through the house. We'd like to promote from within and provide opportunities for all. So that said, the customer service business has been strong, and it's not only provided agent positions, it's provided HR positions in human resources, IT. We have the first individual who is totally blind in our IT department, Jose Martinez, who was hired this year, and he's doing a tremendous job. So in all of our 39 programs, we have leaders who are blind. In fact, we have 7 customer service centers that provide the support within our Lighthouse. It's truly a social enterprise. So all of these enterprises allow for us to be self-sustaining. That's right, self-sustaining. So we don't have to go to the state for support. It comes from the revenue that's provided within our customer service centers and our other programs that are revenue generating. We also have, as many of you know, we've been manufacturing clocks in our manufacturing facility since 1977. So we've celebrated our 40th anniversary. We have expanded our line to fashion clocks that are now featured in 3 pilot Target stores in the Chicago area, and the plan is to go nationwide. We're celebrating our 6 millionth clock manufacture. So I guess my point is we have options for all at the Chicago Lighthouse. So getting to the call centers, we have 7, including the Illinois Tollway Authority. They provide jobs, and if you just look at the numbers of individuals who are blind or visually impaired, we're looking at the Illinois Tollway, we have 20% of our employees there are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. At our 1850 call center suite, which include the customer service for the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, Advocate Healthcare, Illinois Joining Forces, which is a veteran-to-veteran hotline, which includes employees who are totally blind, and veterans. We also just this July launched JetPay, which is an electronic payment system for the state that employs three FTEs, three full-time equivalents, for people who are totally blind. So a significant number of those jobs are taken by people who are blind. In addition, we launched the Cook County Welcome Center for their Cook County Healthcare, which is the public health care system in our Cook County. We also have the University of Illinois Health Service contract, which provides for general information, medical scheduling, registration, and billing. God bless you.
Thank you.
And the billing, registration, and we're happy to say, and the general information lines are totally accessible. So all of those jobs are totally accessible to people who have no vision. The Illinois Tollway Authority, right now, it is a Zoom text accessible. There are jobs and special projects that are held by people who are totally blind, but the customer service program, we are still transitioning. The holdup has been, and we are just celebrating our fifth year with that contract, they moved over to a new software platform, and the engineers from Accenture were working to make it accessible. They had, and they believe that they can get there. They're working with the JAWS people. I will say that Freedom Scientific and JAWS has not been all that cooperative in making it, working with the Accenture engineers. And I'd like to see if anyone is from Freedom Scientific in the room or has contacts, if they can connect me with them, because we'd like to see more cooperation for total accessibility. The great news is that our contract has been renewed. So we're on for another 5 years with the Illinois Tollway. So we have 5 years to make it accessible for people who are totally blind, and that is our aim. We have to understand that all of these contracts started out non-accessible, and we made them accessible. I've received the criticism, why did you sign a contract that wasn't totally accessible? I hear that. But if we didn't sign, we wouldn't have the opportunity. We wouldn't even have the opportunity. So I'm very proud of our employment record. We have the highest employment record in the country for people who are blind and visually impaired at the Chicago Lighthouse. And I strongly believe that Illinois is a leader, a pioneer in the blindness community and providing relevant programs. Our leaders, we have 63% leadership in our call centers from the blindness community. People like Jim Neitzel, who is legally blind, is featured in a PBS documentary this fall that will be out this fall on the Chicago Lighthouse. He came to us with no job. He came to our Pangaea Center for Inherited Retinal Diseases. Our director, Dr. Gerald Fishman, asked him, do you have a job? He said, no. He said, what are your strengths? He said, analytics. So he had worked for Charles Schwab, which is the investment firm, and he had lost his job because of his vision issues, which I find that hard to believe, that that investment house couldn't make it accessible to him, but he lost his job. And he came to us first as a trainer and a supervisor. He has risen through the ranks. He is now the assistant director of our call centers, legally blind. Jim Neitzel, case in point. Christy Myvette moved up through the ranks. She's legally blind, and she started off as an agent and is now a manager of the call center operations. So I have plenty of these stories, given that we have 63% leadership of our industries programs and our call centers at the Lighthouse. We're proud of that record. We're the second highest scholarship benefactor. We provide the second largest number and value of scholarships in the country, second only to NFB. And so we have a lot of scholarship recipients. We provide a lot of college and graduate school scholarships. And so we want to make sure that word is out, that we can help you get the education you need. We can provide the practical experience in any number of fields and get you on track, or a person who is looking for new opportunity, a revived career, a renaissance career. We have those opportunities. I'd like to highlight another one of our leaders, Robin Baker. He is now a supervisor with our Cook County call center. He is a veteran. He has the same story pretty much with Jim Neitzel. He was working with Verizon, with their call center, and lost his job. He has an inherited macular degeneration and progressively lost his vision to a point where he could no longer do his job with Verizon. The same story, the Verizon didn't make his job accessible. So he came to the Lighthouse. He's also a military veteran and is now working at our totally accessible Cook County call center. So our scholarships, our student programs, our right now we have a recruitment out for a senior vice president of clinical and rehabilitation services. We're looking for a person who has at least a master's degree to fill this position. And I know that people are out there. This is a high-paying lead C-level position at the Lighthouse. We'd like to see some applications from the blind community. Well, the word is out. Kettleman is the search firm that's helping us identify the talented candidate, and we'd like to see that job filled by someone from the blind community. Now, with WIOA and all that's going on in the world, the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act, we have been ahead of the curve at the Chicago Lighthouse in providing an integrated workplace, that we are not a segregated workplace in all of our areas. And we have even split off into two organizations. We have Chicago Lighthouse Industries and the Chicago Lighthouse in order to provide an integrated environment. We believe that strongly that people deserve options in their choices of careers and pursuits. And so in order to abide by the laws dictated by National Industries for the Blind and WIOA, we separated into two legal nonprofit entities to abide by the individualized ratio requirements in each organization. I think it's so exciting what's happening with WIOA and the expansion of professional opportunities for people who are blind. That's where the world is going. As Mr. Roccobono said that earlier, that there, you know, we have to have the technology. The technology completely levels the playing field, and that technology has to be provided. And we are advocating with our congressional representatives to make that technology affordable for people who are blind so that they can do any job possible that they are interested in doing and continue doing what they love doing. So at the Chicago Lighthouse, we have a very sophisticated assistive technology department and a research component that looks at all the technologies and their applications. So I hope there are some questions out there, and that, you know, NFB feels as though they're a soulmate to the Chicago Lighthouse in expanding the opportunities for people who are blind. And thank you for listening.